Well, good afternoon. Friday night scrimmage games really showed the coaches what they need to work on and the fans what to look forward to in the coming season. No matter how you slice it, Carrollton's Julian Juju Lewis has brought a nationwide fantastic spotlight onto the athletes in this area. At Heard County, for example, the Braves unleashed a barrage of passes and runs against the Central Lions, and Ethan Tisdale showed that he will be a force to be reckoned with. At Billerica, quarterback Will Wallace used his arm and his legs to serve notice to all of the Wildcats' upcoming opponents. While over at Mount Zion, quarterback Knox Israel showed why Samford, UTC, and other schools are after him, and he's just a sophomore. He can hurt you with a long bomb, for example, 70-yard pass run touchdown completion, a scrambling 60-yard transcontinental touchdown pass, and a long touchdown run for himself. Folks, it's going to be a fantastic season. Now, here's the outcome of softball games played last week. My sources have said that Bowden defeated Pepperell, Temple lost to Alexander, Heard County shut out Troop, and Mount Zion lost to Douglas County. Varsity softball today has Mount Zion at home against Coosa and Heard County at Carrollton. Hey, thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studio, this is Coach Charles Jetmore.